You'd rather have Jeff Andrews? I heard that. That's fine. I can go get him if you'd be happier with Jeff Andrews. I would be happier with Jeff Andrews. Yeah. I've got no voice left. I was screaming and yelling.
All right. We've now been joined by Jeff Gordon, Vice Chairman of Hendrick Motorsports. Jeff, Chase went from 10th to 1st in NASCAR overtime. Kind of talk us through your emotions, what you're feeling.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of emotions there in those last few restarts because, you know, it's lane choice. You know, from where I get to sit, I get to hear all the conversations that are happening, you know, with the engineers and the team and Alan and just, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what's how many tires to take, you know, where to line up, all those things. And, you know, every decision you make, you know, can either lose you positions or gain you positions. I don't know that we thought we could win from 10th, but they had, you know, they went in fresh tires. They got a couple cautions. I think those tires were obviously, you know, big and paid off. And, you know, that last restart, just everything kind of went the way that Chase needed it to. He got a big run off the top down to 1 and 2 and big run down the back straightaway. And he just maintained the momentum. And, of course, then we all saw what happened there with Denny and Bubba. And he was just, you know, he put himself in the right position, had the tires to have the grip to be able to get back to the gas early and run that bottom line and kind of duel it out with Denny to the line. So I was sitting on the 9 box with these guys and couldn't be more proud. That was, you know, just, you know, you go through the race and you go through, you know, a lot with these guys because, you know, they brought a good race car. They qualified good. They were running up front, getting you know, good stage points all day. But then you're looking at the points, you know, and it's just going back and forth. And my favorite part was what Alan said to Chase on that last restart is something about the cut line, because you know, he kind of mentioned something about if Bubba wins, and Chase acknowledged it, and then he said something else about, you know, like screw the cut line, and so I love the way that it all turned out. That put a big smile on my face. But I'm a little hoarse because I celebrated my boy AG. I love this guy, and I love watching him do his thing, and especially when they have success.
And we've now been joined by Alan Gustafson, winning crew chief of the number 9 Hendrick Motorsport Chevrolet. Alan, also going to ask the same question to you. We were talking about how Chase went from 10th to 1st in that NASCAR overtime. Kind of talk us through your strategy. What was going through your head?
Yeah, it was, we had a really good short run car and had a really good day up to that point. And kind of knew there with that last caution with, we were going to restart about 10 to go, that I felt like having 4 tires was going to be an advantage over that run. And then we got a couple quick cautions and got shuffled back and didn't get the restarts we needed. So that was tough. And certainly, yeah, as Jeff was mentioning, you know, Bubba was up there in transfer position, which, you know, really hurts us in the points and things weren't going our way. And then Chase had a great restart of the last one and really could show the pace of our car and got outside of William and made some moves through 1 and 2 and a great run down the back. And yeah, it was an amazing finish. So those are, you know, these finishes that come down, you know, we were in that one, I don't know what year that was, but the one that Kyle beat the 17, and, you know, we were right there in the middle of that one, and it's like they're just crazy, right? So super proud and happy that it went our way, and we kind of knew coming in that our car was going to the short run. We just had to take advantage of that, and it was awesome to do that.
All right, we're going to open it up for questions. We will start with Bob and then go to Jenna.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. Jeff, have you been able to figure out your teams this year? Just the performance has been strong, but then there seems to be dips. Just how would you evaluate, and how would you evaluate what you saw today from, you know, not just from Chase, but from William and Kyle?
Yeah, I mean, these guys are just in, you know, grinding it out week in and week out. I mean, there's so much pressure on them in the playoffs, and I think you know, obviously the Fords have some real strengths, especially the Penske's at certain tracks, and the Toyotas have, you know, so you saw that today. They were very, very strong in the longer runs, and but I love just, you know, the fight that our guys have and you know, their work, the way they work together to try to learn from one another and just keep pushing the envelope and putting themselves in position. And Yeah, I think we realize we're on our heels a little bit, and you know, days like today make it even sweeter because it's a team victory. You know, it's just never give up, and you put yourself in position all day long, and then you know you got to have some things go your way. And that's exactly what happened with the 9 team today. I mean, the 24 was the one, right, that was kind of the eye opener today. They were pretty far off, but they come out of here with the top 10 because they you know, they didn't give up either. So, you know, that one's got our heads scratching our heads, and we'll go back and diagnose kind of what they went through and why they were in that position. But I'm just glad they pulled a good finish together there to get the points they needed. But, yeah, I mean, I just think in general this car, it's, you know, and Alan can attest to it far more than I mean, you're talking thousands of an inch that make the difference sometimes between – you know, qualifying in the top 5 and qualifying 15th to 20th. And it just doesn't take much to miss it. And, you know, I think that, you know, that's what we're dealing with is just inconsistencies there because you're just playing with hairs. And when you miss it, it can really make you look like you're having a bad day. I mean, it's the 24 is a good, you know, example of that. I mean, you know, they tried a couple things, and all of a sudden they look like the car just came to life all of a sudden out of nowhere.
Go ahead, Jenna.
Jennifer, AP, for both of you, I fully understand that anything can happen, and that's why you run the races. But with 2 laps to go, 5 Toyotas out front, Chase is an 8th. Did you guys really think that he could win this race?
No. No, I mean, I didn't think that, you know, I'm not like, oh, damn, we got a good shot, you know, like, so, yeah, I mean, you're like, I was frustrated because I did think we could win the race. The way it transpired at the end of the race was what I felt like we needed to win. The 11 was better than us all day. The 20 was better than us all day. We needed to have an advantage over them to beat them, right? Like, so we needed to line up with some advantage to beat those guys. So, when the caution came out and they took 2, the 11 didn't execute the pit stop, right? He's in the back. We're next to him on 4 tires. At that point in time, yes, I thought we should win this race. And then a couple restarts didn't go our way. And then, yeah, you get a little frustrated, obviously, and then the percentage of winning decreases. And did I think that we had a great shot there? No. But leading up to that first restart, yes. So, but then things went our way, right? He got a great restart and yeah, when you clip off 3 a corner, then you can get there pretty quick.
I feel the same as him.
We'll go to Zach, Dustin, and then Jeff.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com for Alan. When we were here in May, you guys were in contention, and the pit crew had a issue in a final stage stop. How much of that was on their mind coming here to, you know, make up, get a measure of redemption, and what did you see in their performance today?
Well, first of all, they've been fantastic all year, you know, and everybody has, you know, ups and downs, and that stop was really tough, and, you know, we were in a great position to win the race and had an issue, but I think the key is, you know, we just all stick together and work through it, and those guys are performing at a super, super high level. I think that you don't see... you know, you see these stops today because we were running up front, but when we were 27th and had a really bad pit box last week, these guys were just amazing all day long and had performing at a super, super high level. So, yeah, do I think that it was in the back of everybody's mind that we wanted to atone for that? Sure. But I think that the bigger picture, you know, we're focusing on the bigger picture and we want to try to win every week. And yeah, super proud of those guys. They deserve a lot of credit. You know, they don't get the credit they deserve. They've done an amazing job. I don't know, you know, where they rank, and everybody's got a different metric, but they're really high on the sheet every week and proud of them. So they were, in my opinion, the best pit crew on pit road all day today and a huge part of our win.
Go ahead, Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Alan, this may be too much of a hypothetical. I don't know.
Probably.
Look, obviously, it's been...
Alan loves hypotheticals.
Obviously, it's been quite noted about some of the struggles in qualifying, but today, this weekend, you qualified well. You got 15 stage points, almost double what you got in the playoffs. And I'm curious, how much having those 15 stage points allowed you on the last pit stop to quote, take the gamble of four tires when a lot of people are taking two. Would that, without 15 points, could that have affected because that puts you closer to the line going into Charlotte?
No. No, okay. I didn't consider that at all when I made the choice. My thought was exactly what I described to Jenna. I wanted to get an advantage over the cars that were, you know, consistently better than us all day, you know, and you, if you could follow suit and take rights and hope that things go your way, that's not really the strategy that I wanted to employ. I wanted to give Chase an opportunity to have a distinct advantage over them.
And Jeff, I'm just curious, as a former driver with all the great success and all the great things that you accomplished, if you can put it in perspective, I guess the sense of disappointment are the ones that got away, and what, you know, for as frustrated and disappointed as Denny is and trying to get, what, 60, his magic number, and, you know, what that is like for a driver, and what are the ones, I'm sure there are ones that, even for all that you did, there are still those races that gnaw at you.
Oh, I can't remember many of the ones that I won, but I can tell you all the ones I lost. I mean, you just, you know, those decisions haunt you, you know, missed shifts and, you know, bad choices on restarts and, you know, whatever it might be, especially if it was on your, you know, it was on kind of your watch or in your hands. And, I mean, I don't know what was going to happen there if Denny wrapped the bottom instead of, you know, kind of using Bubba up. But I still think Chase had a great shot at it just because of the new tires and the run he had going into three. But, yeah, you know, I mean, Denny's having a great year. You know, he's signed a new contract. And I don't think he's done winning. So, you know, but when you have the opportunity, he's probably more disappointed that the cautions came out, you know, he had the lead and, you know, wanted to see it finish out that way. But, you know, I'm the way he's running right now and the way that team is, I think he's going to get some more opportunities.
And several calls this year where it's like, of course this happened. Like you make a call and maybe it's going to work out if like the caution doesn't come out at a certain time. And there's been, you know, you guys are like, man, again, like we got bit by whatever again, you know, like the circumstances. Then it seemed maybe today, like when the caution came out, I thought maybe you needed that to go green to get your tires up there. Were you thinking again, like, geez, like I keep making calls that I think I need to make, but it doesn't work out sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, look, this is a great example of things have to go your way. Like it's super tough, and you know, when you get in, when you put all these cars together on a double file restart, and they're dependent on each other in the lanes you choose. If you have clean air through, you know, your line, does somebody take you three wide? Like all those things factor in. If one of those things don't really go your way, you're not gonna get the win. But yeah, absolutely. When the caution came out, you know, I wanted the laps, right? That was what we needed. And I think we were, you know, I don't know, sixth spot or something in a pretty good place there that I felt like the tires were going to start to show and we would have a really good shot to win the race. And yeah, when the caution came out, you're like, are you kidding me? You know, and it seems like, you know, a lot of times the cautions come out from guys that just really aren't even a factor in the race. And you're just like, holy moly. But that's the randomness of the sport. And that's, it happens. It's happened my whole career, obviously. And yeah, that happens.
Tim Warren, Motorsports Today. Alan, I have a question for each of you, but I want to start with you. Just how relieved, first off, are you to go to the Roval to not just have to focus on maybe pointing your way in, but at least for one race in the playoffs, you don't have to focus on anything other than maybe getting more playoff points?
Yeah, so it's absolutely. That was really a big focus of ours here. We wanted to get enough points. We felt like if we finished third in both stages and you know, finished third in the race, that would be enough points that we could go race the Roval and not have to you know, run for stage points. And if you have to run for stage points, which we have had to the last 2 years, it's almost impossible to win the race that way. So I think that last year we had a really good car. Last 2 years we've had cars that I think that were capable of winning. And then we had to, you know, play the long game and get the stage points and just put ourselves too far behind to win. So I'm looking forward to being able to do whatever we want to do next week. You know, if we want to stay out and try to get a playoff point and win a stage or race for the win or whatever it is, it's going to be up to us to race that way without any pressure. So that'll be a lot of fun at a place that we love to go to.
And Jeff, you had mentioned at least the luck for Chase going from eighth, ninth, whatever it was, all the way to first on that last restart. And you mentioned a 24 struggle, but Williams still comes back home with a ninth place result. Do you feel when you're able to put it all together at the end, even though it didn't go as designed, could this potentially be the momentum you guys need going the back half of the playoffs now to get to that championship form?
Yeah, I mean, you'll take the momentum however you can get it. You know, obviously, this is a huge spark for the nine team, but, you know, you also want to execute, you know, solid races. I think we saw in the first round, we didn't execute very well, and it looked sloppy. And, like, you know, I just love seeing what we did last week at New Hampshire. Fast race cars, solid execution all day on pit road, and choices on and off the racetrack. And then we follow that up again, you know, today, in particular the 24, because, you know, they were down way down the list, right on where they were running and not getting any stage points, and came into it with a lot of points. And to see them fight through that, and I mean, I feel like they've kind of been in championship form, you know, several times this season, winning the regular season points. And today was uncharacteristic of them, but to see them, you know, fight back, that keeps the momentum on their side as well. But yeah, you know, this late in the season, this, you know, stage and round in the playoffs, it's so important to get some things to go your way to you know, give you that extra incentive or just extra motivation to you know, to go win a championship and believe that you can do it.
Wrap in the back corner.
For both of you, talk to us about information sharing mid-race. Clearly the 24 was off. Rudy doesn't pick up the phone or text you, Alan, and say, hey, help us out. What was your setup? So what is that without sharing that? You know, there's war room mythology, but I'm curious about in the heat of the moment, in mid-race, how does Rudy get that information, or is he on his own to figure it out with William? Tell us about that information sharing between the cars.
Go ahead. I'm not going to do this justice. You're going to do a much more political job than I'm going to on this one. I think this is your choice. You need to handle this one.
I live in the archaic ages where there's text messaging and instant messaging, so I don't know how you guys tell.
See, I guess without getting into great detail, Rudy has, as do all the teams, an abundance of information available to them and a lot of communication to each team, each team's race engineers, each team's crew chiefs, and we can, yeah, communicate or display anything that he would want.
You nailed it.
Thank you.
All right, Alan, Jeff, thanks so much for coming in, and congrats on that big win.
Thank you.
I know, that's why I had to show up a little bit today. Try to impress you, Bob.
What'd I do?
Bob.